Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, He's always moving. And I mean it. I know I say it every broadcast, but I always mean it fresh. You know, the Lord loves us. Now, we're in a situation where many people don't know God. And then there are many people that do know God. And I thank God for everyone that is in covenant relationship with the Lord. And I would love to explain something. My desire and my prayer is to get this point across to every soul. Don't think about how bad you've been or how you think or what you know. Understand God loves you. And He cares about you, for you. Not what you can do for Him. Not for how you can be a blessing. And you don't have to earn His love. He already loves you, just like right now, in real time. This is why the Lord raises up people to get the point across, to preach His word. He did something for us. He became a man to die in our place to get us out of our trouble. We were born in trouble. Now, Genesis explains the whole story. It's not a theory. Genesis is real. The tree of life is real. It's still a tree of life. God had to take it off the planet. He took it to heaven. It's going to come back with Him when He comes back. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is real. Adam and Eve was real. The serpent that lied to him was real. And Satan that inspired or deceived or used the serpent to lie to them is real. The evil angel that did that is real. All of this is real. Before God made Adam, there were people on the earth. That's why God told Adam to replenish the earth. That society got destroyed by a flood. Just like the flood. The difference between that flood and the flood of Noah, that flood, the earth was in and out of water. The flood of Noah, there was no land appearing. It was all water at the flood of Noah. So that was two floods. Second Peter talks about the first one, where the earth was in and out of water. He destroyed a generation of people before God made Adam now. And people like to say, well, that's the gap theory. The gap theory is not a theory. That's what happened. That's why God told Adam to replenish the earth. When Lucifer fell, he was an angel. And when he fell, he took people with him. Just like now. It's like the world's gone mad. And they're trying to form a global government that will destroy Christian people and Christianity altogether. You are born in a war. They hate Christ. But Jesus came to get you out of the trouble that we're all born into. And that's why I say He's moving by the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, the Holy Spirit moved upon the waters, the flood waters. And then God said, let there be light. Now you can go research it yourself. It's in Genesis. Buy your Bible and read it. Or download an app and listen to it. So the enemy is against us knowing God. He don't want you to know Him. He don't want you to know you can have a relationship with Him. Now I've said this a few times on the radio that if you believe on Jesus Christ, that He washed away your sin and died for you and rose again to justify you, you have peace with God. You have fellowship, and it's real. There's no way to interpret such a peace unless you experience salvation through Jesus Christ. The kind of peace that men talk about is you know, it's not the same. Now, the definition of peace. You know, there's a Google. If you Google the definition of peace, it's freedom from disturbance and tranquility. Let me read that again. Freedom from disturbance and tranquility. Freedom from disturbance and tranquility. I just Googled it. That's the dictionary meaning. But when you believe on Jesus, and only the people who believe on Jesus and ask him to forgive their sin and wash away their sin, and then they repent and they ask the Lord to forgive them of their sin, and they believe that Jesus washed their sin away, and now they love God, they know what I'm talking about. And everybody else who's not done that, they don't know what they don't. They have never felt this kind of peace. If when you, the more you love God, when you receive forgiveness, no matter what you've done, you fall in love with God, and no man can take it from you. The will of man will try to take it from you because they don't know any better. They have not experienced, and God loves them while they were contrary. See, my daddy was a pastor, and I talked about him last week. How his beginnings, you know, his parents were killed. He saw both of his parents killed. They were shot. And the man that shot him was his aunt's husband. He got drunk. He wanted to kill his wife, and he killed my grandparents because she ran to their house. And he shot at her, but killed my grandmother, who had two. She would have had two twins if she had lived. She was pregnant. And my dad, my granddad, drove up in the truck, and he shot and killed my granddad. And the bullet went across my dad's chest. I saw this scar on his chest. Now, what I want you to understand: God loves us, and things go wrong in this life. But when a man believes on Jesus Christ before he gets himself in serious trouble, he's not going to want to do the same things if he believes on Jesus Christ. Now, the man that killed my grandparents, if he had become a Christian and fell in love with God and loved his ways before he killed my grandparents, they would not have died. He would have been able to overcome the alcohol or the whatever drove him to do that. Trouble is here. It's not going away. Jesus came to bring a healing process of salvation so that what happened to the first world don't happen to this one. You know, the earth was populated before Adam, and now it's repopulated. Adam did his job. He refilled the earth. It's full. It's almost, 7 billion people is alive now. And to, you know, the Lord has been fighting for us ever since. He loves us. Now, I'm saying all these things because God values your life. He understands. Jesus, he became a man in order to understand us. Because God don't like sin. But he had mercy on us, and he was dedicated enough to do something about it. He made a covenant with Adam that he would die for us. He called him the seed of woman will crush the serpent's head. Who caused all this death and destruction? He's behind it. With the sin nature, it's in your nature to do wrong. But when you're washed in the blood of Jesus, when you believe on Jesus, he destroyed your sin nature from the heart. But you got to renew your mind, and you got to bridle your body. We are three-part beings: spirit, soul, and body. But when your spirit is the main part of you, when that's on board with God, when your spirit man is on board with God, then you have fellowship with God, and you don't want to sin anymore. So Satan tries to tempt you. He has to tempt Christians to sin because they don't want to. If he leave them alone, they'll grow. They'll grow faster. But we have to grow even though there's worldly interference. But be confident. The Lord can show you how to master all the trouble that the enemy can ever send your way. You just have to fill your heart with the Word of God, which is the same as eating off the tree of life. And then you'll have resistance in you. Just like if you catch a cold, you take medicine, then you have resistance against the cold and you get well. Well, when you eat the Word of God, when you receive what God is saying, then you, your deception, the things that got you off track, it's exposed so you can drive it out of your life. And the more you love the truth, the demons of deception fall off your life. The things that cause you depression and sorrow and frustration, all these evil habits that people allow, if you want them to leave, they will leave your life. But you have to fill your heart with the Word of God. And you have to do it actively. The wrong things are going to try to invade your life. God don't invade your life. Sometimes people wish he would invade their life like Satan invade our life. But God don't do that. You have to want this. But he made salvation easy. Through Christ, you can do all these things. But you can't do it in your strength. You got to do it in his strength. When you receive God's word, that's how you gain God's strength. The word of God gives you strength and ability. You'll find yourself laughing at things that used to throw you off track. You'll find yourself loving people that you used to hate. You'll find yourself standing when you used to fall. You'll find yourself saying no to things you know are wrong. You're going to transform. But you have to renew your mind. Don't use the same concepts that you had, because they don't go just fade away. You have to drive them out. Just like Israel had to drive out the Canaanites, the Canaanites, after God gave them the land. That land was full of witchcraft and sorcery. The giants were thriving there. And they gave people false concepts. And Israel didn't do a good job of driving them all out. They drove some of them out. They drove a lot of them out, but not all of them. And then they began to see God like the Canaanites did. And the residue is what you have right now. A lot of people don't know what God is like because they don't take time to read the word. They go off opinions that people have given them. They're satisfied with the opinion. Just like when I said, talked about the first age before God made Adam. A lot of people didn't know that because preachers don't preach it that way. Man has only been on the planet about 6,000 years, almost 6,000 years or almost 6,000 years. But the planet is ancient because in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It's billions and billions and times billions of planets out there. So God made the earth in the beginning. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Every broadcast is free. And the click on the date, it always airs on Sunday. So this year and whatever day you hear something, it'll be LLM in that date. And you can hear this broadcast. Now, sometimes the broadcast got rearranged, but you can go and listen to all of them that you want to. They're dated in the order that they were done. And you'll find the one that you were after. And it's good to listen to all of them because these words are not mine. They are God's words. The Lord prompts me what to say because he wants to reach his people because he loves you for you. Now, when the false gods were in place, men benefited from the lies of the false gods. And they make you do what they want you to do in the name of serving God. And sometimes to save face. But God don't do that. Preachers want you to do what they want you to do. Because, I'm a preacher. And I want you to do something too. I want you to get saved. But don't take me wrong. Preachers want you to, they want things to go right for you. So they tell you to come to church when the doors are open. And they tell you to study your word like I do. And they tell you to pay tithes so that God can bless you. But tithes is worship. And, you have to love God first. and then God will receive tithes from you. But the problem is, what I'm getting at is people coerce you to do what's right. And coerce you to do what's right. Now, in the old ways, when the false gods were around, they bullied people. Well, God don't bully you to do nothing. But here's the thing. We're already on a dying course. We got to believe on Jesus to get out of trouble. It don't matter. Don't focus on how good you've been, what you've done wrong, what you've done good. Don't focus on that. That's irrelevant. Focus on Jesus. We got to get rid of the sin problem so that we can be in covenant with God. We have to be in covenant with God. I'm not saying go out and sin and don't think nothing of it, because sin's going to kill you. The wages of sin is death. You are going to die because of the sins you do. And whatever a man sow, he'll reap. It can make your life very hard and uncomfortable. You don't want that. Jesus came to get us out of the ways of sin, not just changed our conduct. He's going to change our being. He give us a new heart full of love. And it's up to us to receive his strength and live by it. Otherwise, we'll be invaded and suppressed by the doctrines of the devil. Now, preachers, they get anxious, and they want you to do well while you're there. They want you to get strong, and they try to help you they coerce you. But it comes across sometimes that people start trying to perform, and then they lose their relationship trying to perform. Do whatever you do for God, do it because you love God, not because somebody coerced you. Not even if I try to coerce you. I'm not trying to coerce you. I'm just giving you information so you can make a sober choice. Whatever you do for Jesus, that's between you and Jesus. Whether you tithe or not, whether you give or not, whether you go to church or not, get in covenant with God. Do the things that make you strong. Yes. Find a good church home so your family can be stronger. We need encouragement. People say, well, I don't like those fire and brimstone preachers. Let me tell you about fire and brimstone preachers. They will help drive the leaven out of your life, the things that's holding you back. And they'll show you what's really, they're not afraid of you, and they'll tell you that you need to do right, and you do. Because death is behind sin. If you go that route, you're going to die. I don't want you to die. But don't focus on performance. Just live from the point of view of love. Love, if you love a man, you're not going to lust after his wife or his daughter, or you're not going to try to steal his car. You're not going to try to damage his property because you're jealous. Because you love him. Well, Jesus loved you. He set the pace. We look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And if you live by your faith, your life will excel. But don't focus on how much you excel. Focus on how much you love God and man. And the excelling part will happen. You'll receive the wisdom of the Proverbs and build your life the way you want to. You'll learn how to suppress and drive out the satanic interference that will come whether you get saved or not. If you don't get saved and you do like you're doing and do whatever you're doing, the trouble's still going to come. Satan's still going to fight you. He fights people that's not trying to know God differently than he fights people that's endeavoring to know God. As you begin to grow in the things of God, he's going to throw temptations at you and try to get you off track. He's going to try to interfere with what you're doing. He's going to try to get you on his side. You know, just like in that Star Wars movie, Kylo Ren was he was always interfering with Rey, trying to mess with her, trying to get her on his side. And she was trying to be steadfast and unmovable. She was trying to solve the problem. Well, that's the situation you're in. If you watch Star Wars, you know what I'm talking about. Now, you know, darkness is always trying to mess with folks. Darth Vader did Luke Skywalker that way. And he got him turned around. God loves us. That's why he's trying to get us turned around like Luke tried to get his daddy on board. You know, God give us these examples through movies that we can identify. He loves you. Now, when people don't go to heaven, they miss out for nothing. They be so mad and they feel outdone. They be mad at people for not telling them. They wish God could fix it, and God can't. Now, that's terrible. You're in hell. You can't get out. Jesus say, it's too late for you. I can't. There's nothing I can do for you. You didn't believe. And if you do believe on Jesus, don't go out and eat and cross the line all over again. Don't do the things you know is wrong. If it's not love, don't do it. But focus on him, not how you perform. If you fail, focus on the Lord and get out of the trouble. If you succeed, focus on the Lord and stay out of trouble. And keep succeeding. But don't turn around and say, hey, I'm succeeding. No, focus on the Lord. You're going to succeed. You're going to naturally do that. You know, what if a grown man said, you know, I don't crawl around on my hands and knees anymore. I walk on 2 feet. Well, you're supposed to. After you were 2 years old, you didn't need to be crawling around no more. Most people, after 1 year, you're walking on 2 feet. You don't crawl unless you're going under a house to fix something. But you don't have to go and tell anybody, I stopped crawling around on my hands. That's expected. So if you love God, you don't have to say, I don't sin no more. I don't commit adultery no more. I'm not a homosexual no more. Well, good for you. That's to be expected. All the things of darkness, fornication, having sex before marriage, adultery, having sex with somebody besides your spouse or with somebody who is married, homosexuality, two people of the same gender committing sex acts, and even lusting after people without touching them is adultery too, or fornication, or even homosexuality. Jesus said, if a man look at a woman and lust after her, that means, and a lot of people do that. In God's eyes, that's adultery. You don't want this junk in your heart. Excel above the snake line. You, as we receive the peace of God, we won't do what caused the first generation to be destroyed. Like this one's about to be destroyed. The evil is going to be destroyed. Those that are in covenant with God are going to be removed. And sometimes we're going to be killed because people in the world don't like, but get saved anyway and get saved before they kill you. Because people in the world will kill you. They don't, Muslims was cutting people's head off and putting it on YouTube. Islam, you know, every religion that tries to go to God without Christ is a dead religion. All of them. Not just Islam. All of them. Even churches that turn from Christ. They preach God's word the way they want to. It's a turnaround. It's no good. You got to stay in covenant with God and stick by the word that he's proven to be true. All of his prophecy comes to pass. And all, everything he said is being done. He loves you for you. Not what you can do, not how wonderfully you can perform. We're made in his image. We're supposed to perform well. We're supposed to succeed. But we're not supposed to be scrounging around while Satan got his foot on our neck. We're not supposed to be deceived, trying to scratch and make a living without God. If you can't talk to God and God can't talk to you, something is bad wrong. That proves that you got a sin nature, that you're born in sin. And there are many Christians that they're in covenant with God. They believed on Jesus. They received salvation. And they don't even pray. They don't have studied the word of God, much less hold a conversation with the Lord. When I pray, I don't just pray and tell God all the stuff I want. I ask questions. when I, if anything I struggle with, I ask the Lord to show me how to destroy that problem. Anything I'm curious about, I ask God questions. And I learn. He talked to me. He talked to me all the time. Not just every day, but all the time. He talked to me. We talk all day. And he teach me at my pace. He's taught me a lot of things, mostly about ministry and about life. I said, Lord, teach me how to live. And I got concerned because sometimes people don't go to church like they should. They don't study like they should. They don't pray enough. And I said, Lord, what about when people don't go to church? He said, what he said shocked me. He said, I don't require dedication. I said, wait a minute. He let me think about it for a whole day. And I knew it was him. I know his voice. And then he brought it to me. He said, I love you for you, not what you can do for me. And it made sense. Then the next day he said, I don't require dedication. I desire dedication. Because when you're dedicated to God, now your life is going to finish the healing process it began. Some people are living in a stalemate. They're in covenant with God. They're not growing. They don't know him. They don't know him for themselves. They know what people told them about God. They don't like to study the word, but they like to watch TV and talk on the phone and play YouTube games and video games and things like that. But they won't take time and study the word. I told my children every day, especially while you're in school, you're learning to build a career, but always study the word of God. And the Lord will help you in many ways. He always include him in all of your decisions. If God don't give you peace, don't do it. Now, as they listen, they have success. And if they don't listen, they're going to have regrets. And I already know this. I've been there and done that. I know what it's like to live on the outside of God's will. And I know what it's like to live in the confines